B-Pod Studios.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Play with some jam, Anthony. You look like you got some jam today. I want to see you ripping your heart out of your chest. Laviolette style. You ready? I think some people may have been perhaps complaining about officiating.
What's here?
On the line, and we'll see if we get some good Sixers commentary as well.
I'm looking forward to that. It's good. It was a great sports weekend.
Let's see what we got today.
First off, thank you for the refs claiming their stake on the New Orleans Saints, you crumbs. I'm so happy you guys lost. I don't care how you lost, but you lost. And then, secondly, man, Andy Reid, just bad coaching, dude.
What was bad about it?
I mean, the one thing you could say, well, they got in too quick with 2:03 on the clock when they scored the touchdown, leaving Brady.
Yeah, here's the thing about that. One, I think they let him score. B, I also will tell you this. You still got to score. This idea that it's a Madden game and you can actually, like, you know you're going to score and you can bleed clock until you do score is absurd. You still got to score.
You got to get it done, and you'll worry about the back end of that.
I mean, you can't worry about, like, how much time you have.
Yeah, it was they got a couple of chunk plays to get down into position.
I don't think he coached a bad game yet. I think Bob Sutton let him down a little bit.
Well, what about the timeouts when the defense was a little gassed that maybe they could have used some timeouts?
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I don't think it was egregious, though. I mean,
it wasn't his worst moment.
I mean, listen, I mean, we've seen bad moments with him when it comes to clock management.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you also got...
I didn't see that yesterday.
I mean, the other thing you got to do is you lost the coin toss and you got to tip your cap to Tom Brady. I mean, he's the greatest of all time and still... probably the greatest of all time, the way he's playing currently still. It's amazing that, Anthony, so many quarterbacks during his career have come and gone. Peyton Manning was an all-time great, and he is like 4 years removed from the game now? 5 years removed? And Brady's still doing this?
Nah, it's ridiculous. But the Belichick is, to me, the one I marvel at. He took out Kelce and Tyreek Hill.
Two great players.
But he took both of them. If he takes one out, not the other, they lose.
Can you explain to me Brady's arm, though? How's he still have this zip?
TB12.
That's what it is? An injection of TB12? I gotta get some TB.
He does. He's a great arm.
Can I get some TB46? You know, something. Will help.
Oh, my goodness. The mayor of Whoville lost yesterday. The New Orleans Saints lost to the Rams. And man, who Bill lost? Hey, come on. Come on. Looks like you're going home, not to the Super Bowl.
God, I love that guy.
Did you see Kamara?
I've been wanting to meet that guy for 2 years.
You see Kamara after the game?
He calls. He's a great call. Message leaver.
You got to get that on his business card.
Yeah. What do you do? Message leaver.
Did you see the interview with Kamara in the locker room? I mean, this guy's been chatty Cathy. We had to kick the Eagles' ass last year. You know, then this year with, you know, the McMill and the whole... Yeah, I get it. He's a great player. But they got him yesterday. How do you feel after this game? He goes, I have no words. I had a lot of words last week. He tweeted out all these smiley crying emojis last
week.
That's
a killer. Like, do you lose that game? That's a killer.
You may never get that opportunity again.
Oh, wow.
Cost Breeze a shot at another Super Bowl.
Yeah, he looks like he's about cooked.
Yeah, he may want to consider something
about
over the offseason.
Brandon cooked.
Yeah. Now you like the backup? You go with the backup with Breeze retires?
A backup.
The guy that they bring
Taysom
in.
Taysom Hill?
Yeah, Taysom, no, he's not a backup.
That's so forced. I hate that thing. When they bring in Hill. I don't.
Do you?
I like it. Yeah, I do.
It's a bit gimmicky for you.
I like that kid.
Oh, he's a big, strong kid.
I like him a lot.
I like that he can play special teams and
he
fills in.
Blocks.
I just feel like there's
his
times.
Arm's not bad.
I just feel like there's times where Sean Payton goes, you know, I have Taysom Hill, so I'm going to use him. Like, you also have Drew Brees.
It's like playing with a toy you don't need to play with.
Who's Drew Brees?
Who's Drew Brees?
Yeah,
pretty,
now.
Pretty damn good quarterback.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Same quarterback he's been?
No, he doesn't have the deep ball. But Drew Brees had a great year this year.
He did a tremendous
offense. I think Taysom Hill is forced at times.
I don't.
I think Peyton goes, you know what?
I think he's a weapon.
I'm going to use him because I can.
I will tell
you. Hey, Ed, this is Mikey Millennial. Swatch the games yesterday. It got so good. Sudden death. Oh, that's so harsh. So harsh. Why don't they change the rules? They have to change those rules. It's too harsh, man. Come on, one team winning, both teams should win. The other team should get the other ball.
What the? I had a hard time understanding
that. Sudden death. Is too harsh.
Love Mikey Millennial.
Change the name.
Oh, it's got to be politically correct now?
Correct.
Sudden season ender? We can change it to something like
sudden
that.
Sudden death.
It's next.
Oh, Andy. Andy Reid, I was pulling for you. You left 8 seconds on the clock after the field goal. Why would you not take another shot to the end zone?
What?
Instead, you got conservative, tied the game, and gave Brady the ball.
Yeah, Doug maybe would have taken one more shot.
Here's the problem.
No timeouts.
They're giving you the middle.
Yeah, if you don't get it and you get sacked, you're done.
You're dead.
You got to take it there. I disagree with you guys.
Well, and you're at home, too. You'll live to fight another day and you get your crowd whooped up.
You got to kick it there.
Yeah. Well, Andy commented on it.
I goofed. I don't think he did.
Here's some heat for you. When is the NFL going to get this officiating thing fixed? You got all these cameras so you can pick out whether a guy got a headshot and needs to come out of the game for concussion protocol, but you don't tell the ref that should have been a penalty? You see that pass interference and somebody upstairs can't buzz and go, hey, you guys missed that? It's ridiculous.
Now, do we see some instant replay reform, Anthony, to include pass interference?
Nah, next you can't year? Do that.
Too subjective?
I mean, geez, there's too many pass interference calls.
Because you could almost call it on any play, like
you
holding.
You can't do it. You can't have penalties now.
There was some calls late in the Patriot game.
Listen, horrible missed call. What are you
going
to do?
Guys are grabbing and jockeying. And there was one on Gronkowski. I'm going, how is that not a PI that they didn't call either?
Yeah.
On the right sideline?
Yeah, he was held the whole time.
Oh, my God. It was like he was carrying him like piggyback ride down the sideline. But the thing is, I got to give credit where credit's due. And we've been talking about Romo, too. The way that they went through with Gene Steratore, Edelman, did he touch it, did he not?
That was a great replay.
Because on one angle, it looks like his thumb hits it, and they can show it from the other side, and they go, but you have to deductive reason it to say, he obviously didn't hit it on this side, and then to show that it went right by his shoulder, because at first it looked like when that first play first time, I'm going, oh my God, what did he do? And I'm not even thinking, awesome. Can they advance it or any of that at that time? I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. What's Edelman even thinking there?
Well, here's the thing. I thought that it was not going to get overturned.
Because of the evidence.
Yeah, I mean, because it looked so difficult to overturn it. And they called it, you know, a fumble in the field. But they got it right because he didn't touch it.
I applaud the NFL because maybe it was in another time, you would have looked at that and they would have said, there's not enough here to overturn the call in the field.
Yeah.
But I think they used deductive reasoning. And Gene Steratore did this in the Super Bowl with the Eagles twice. Yeah.
He's great, Gene Steratore. He really
explains it. But that's part of the problem with the NFL.
You use the two shots and put them together. Because you could see on the one. Because what was in question was the thumb and whether or not the thumb touched.
And they used deductive reasoning and used logic, unlike that Cowboy game where the Eagles lost that fumble.
Exactly.
And while I like Gene Steratore and how he is on the air, it's part of the problem with the NFL that you have to have a rules guy there to explain that. I mean, he was on Mike more than Tony Romo at the end.
Well, he had a couple catches.
Yep. The Hogan catch.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one on the sideline that they also ultimately deemed that he did get. How about that Hogan catch, though? One-handed stab?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. But how about the funny thing, too, is Edelman, they deem it that he didn't touch it. And then the next pass that goes to him goes through his hands and it's picked off by Sorensen.
I know, right? And that's
he touched
crazy.
That one.
I know.
Crazy.
Patriots going to the Super Bowl again. And seriously, let's end this, man. I'm so sick and tired of this.
Wow.
No, I hear you. Think about it. I mean, they've owned this
sport.
This is how crazy this whole thing is. We played them in Jacksonville. I mean, that Super Bowl was 2004.
This is a rematch of Super Bowl 36.
2004.
01, where Tom Brady was the quarterback.
When the Eagles lost to Aeneas Williams with the pick.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That is insane.
Right. That was the Patriots won the upset over the greatest show on turf.
And it's their ninth one in those 18 years.
I mean, think about that. Wow. Correll Buckhalter.
Third year in a row.
Correll Buckhalter right now has got a grandkid. I don't know if that's real, but
that's unreal.
I don't even understand it. You almost can't wrap your head around it. But one thing I was hoping is that the Eagles winning the Super Bowl last year ended the dynasty. But now they're back again, and they're favored by a deuce. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know how the Rams are going to beat them. I know they don't think a lot of weapons at all. But Belichick took out Tyreek Hill and Kelsey.
All right, so who's he taking away for the Rams? He's taking away
the run game, and he takes away
Gurley, Anderson, and Cooks.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, I mean,
whoever he wants. How about that?
Yeah, what he does is here's what he does. He does the same thing he did to Rivers, which is he brings pressure on every down, and says, "Go ahead, young boy,
stand in there, lad."
Yeah,
we'll teach the lad.
Who's Jared Goff look like?
Ryan, the Gosling, the guy in The Notebook.
Yeah, a lot of people say that. He looks like an actor.
Yeah, that's the guy I thought. Well, I never thought of it until you just said that. But yeah, he looks like Ryan Gosling. Notebook, great movie. You ever watch that, Bo?
Yes.
Good one? James Garner?
James Garner.
He's the older Ryan Gosling.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's the one reading the notebook. Because he has to read it for his wife to come back to him.
Right.
She wrote it, and he goes, read this to me, and I'll come back to you.
I haven't seen it in a long time. That's a one and done for me.
What?
Yeah.
I'm on your side, Ant. I hate to do it to you.
I hope Belichick seriously gets a lawsuit against them from Microsoft for throwing that tablet and then throwing it again like a baby and then still winning. Oh, give me my ball at recess or I'm going home.
There were suspect calls in all the games. And look, none bigger than the one in the Saints game. But look, Belichick got a gift call, too, that roughing the passer. Karate chop to the shoulder pad?
Yeah, that was weak.
That's bad. Like, you hate to see that.
That was weak.
Well, should that be reviewable? Because the ref's vision was impeded by his head.
I know.
But it looked like he chopped him across the face. But he didn't.
That's the problem. You can't do that, though. You can't do it. You can't. You're going to be reviewing everything.
And the one thing they need to get in order, too, is this stopping the play on, like, a penalty or what they assume is an incomplete pass. Let it just play out. We're not going to... The extra 4 seconds it takes for it to play out, if it ends up being a pass and a fumble or whatever, come on, let's not be so quick to get to the whistle, refs. I know you're trying to keep people healthy and getting hit and everything, but still. I hope that's remedied as well. That cost the Eagles.
It did.
Brett Brown needs to go yesterday. What he did Saturday on that last play, Westbrook fell out, a double team, Paul George... so he doesn't get the ball and beat you. Brett Brown is an effing clown and will not win a championship with the Sixers. Get him out of town. I'll drive him to the nearest airport. Okay.
Yeah, you knew the ball was going to Paul George.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is that Brett had the play before was great. Right?
Jimmy Butler play.
It's a shame. Looked like he had the game winner.
Ugh. This is like the range of emotion that sport gives you. You're going crazy when Butler does that. The steal and the shot and everything. And then,
Brett pressured.
The juxtaposition. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, he caused it.
He caught full court pressure.
Yeah. And the juxtaposition is you're like elated because you think you're going to come away with this late miracle win. And then to have it ripped out of your hand. That's sports in a nutshell, though, isn't it?
Anthony.
It's Andy Reid. It's cold. So cold. The same sandwich is cold, but I'm going to still eat it. You know why, Ant? Because I can.
You're killing me with this.
Good job. There it is, Andy Reid.
Let's go have a ham sandwich.
He was a big fan of the ham sandwich, and he was a big cheeseburger guy. Yeah, he was always looking out for the good burger.
He was.
In town as well. And you were doing the old coach's show with him.
Yes.
Hanging out with Big Red.
He had the burgers.
You always ordered the burger? Pretty much religion for Andy?
We go steaks, cheese steaks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he a whiz wit?
I don't know. I didn't know his order.
Thought you were wearing a little apron and walking around with the track.
Nah.
Drink water?
I would have if I watched film.
All right, there it is. That is the Bring the Heat line, and it's brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. I hope your heating unit is humming today and working efficiently for you, because it is like 11 degrees out there still, and the wind chill's just wicked.
Dude, this was a bad one.
Yeah, this is like...
this was a bad one.
Like Wisconsin cold.
Yes.
I had to keep the kitchen faucet on a drip overnight so it didn't freeze.
Yeah, no, it was bad.
It froze last year because it's right near the backyard where all the wind goes. So I have to keep it on a drip overnight so it doesn't freeze.
Mm. I thought I had flat tires.
Oh, because the air is so condensed. Yeah. Yeah, you'll see it, like, your light will go on that your tire pressure's low. Once you start going, it, like, you know, expands again.
Yeah. But
it was bone chilling. I sat in the car, and I'm like, you know when you start the car, and it sounds different when it's the engine's that cold?
It's like, that's slow.
It's like, dude, don't wake me up, man. Just let me sit here and freeze.
Yeah.
I don't feel like driving your ass around today.
That was bad, man. It was, I had a bottle of water in the car, inside, solid frozen.
Oh, yeah. That, like a brick, right?
Yeah.
The one thing, too, with it being this cold, this is like that cold where your skin doesn't necessarily just get, your bone gets cold. Like, you want to dip it in boiling water to thaw yourself out, like Carbone in the back of the meat truck. Right?
Carbone.
Took them 4 days to defrost them before they could do the autopsy. It is wicked out there, but it's, you know.
You like it.
I love it.
How
I can't get enough
it?
Of it. Anthony, that first breath in the morning outside when it's this cold, to fill your lungs with that really cold air.
Yeah, as you freeze your lungs. Oh, that's horrible.
I'm out on the wind, though. The wind when it's this cold.
Oh, it was howling
I like the cold, but when it's windy like it was this morning.
How could you like this weather?
Feels good on
He's
the body,
a baseball man, too. See, but think about
it. Feels good.
Yeah, it feels good.
So the cold's
not a good feeling.
The complete opposite of this is late July, early August, and 98 degrees with 80% humidity. So I'll take this every day over that.
I'll take 99 in humid.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, man, you can't cool off from humidity, though. You just feel like you're walking around in a bowl of soup.
That's fine.
You don't mind that?
No.
Ugh.
No.
See, to me, you can only take so much off, but you can't put more on.
Cold hurts.
Yeah, my like bones and
cold
joints.
Hurts. I feel horrible, stiff. It's terrible. Dude, summertime, you feel great.
The one thing I hate about the cold is the cold feet. When my feet get cold,
cold dogs, you got bad circulation.
Oh,
down with the dogs?
I hate that, man. I gotta wear the socks all the time.
You wear the double side.
I go socks to bed at times.
Yeah, my old lady gets the cold feet, Jimmy legs, and you get the cold foot in the middle of the night when you're sleeping, and it, like shock. It's like a shock collar. It's like you got.
I can't wear socks to sleep, but. I'll do the double socks during the day.
You go double socks?
Yeah.
Well, I don't do that.
I just like the double socks support.
I had the window open in the bedroom last night, too.
You had the window open?
Yeah, that's a bit
that's
too much.
7 inches. Come on, that's too much. J.O. now.
No, I like it cold in there. My wife asked me to open it, too.
It was 7 degrees.
Yeah.
And you had the window open?
What's your heat set to?
64.
That's just weird.
I had the ceiling fan on, too. I want to circulate that cold air. It was like an ice box in my room when I got up.
What's wrong with you?
My son had his crack too. I went in to wake him up this morning.
Your whole family.
Are you wearing like
5:55? And it was. I walked in his room like, ooh, it's really cold back here.
You're wearing like an Eskimo jacket when you go to bed?
No, I sleep in boxer shorts and a t-shirt. Yeah,
your whole family's weird.
Well, that's what happens when you're cold blooded.
Penguins.
My body can adapt to any temperature except for the heat.
You're a reptilian.
I am. I wish I was a chameleon though. I could shed my skin.
Yeah, you really are a reptile. You're like, we talked about this the other day, but if we resemble animals,
mm-hmm.
like I'm the bear that's going to go hibernate for the winter.
You'd love to. You'd love to be in that.
In a heartbeat.
In your den right now.
I would wake up. I'll see you in April.
Yeah.
First pitch. The tournament.
12-pack of Guinness, you'll hunker down.
Heartbeat. Heartbeat. I'll see as soon as it comes. Yeah, heartbeat.
Pitchers and catchers, I'm out.
I mean, you're right now. It's insane. Yeah. I'll come out and see my shot. That's a bear. I'm a bear. You're a reptile.
I'm a reptile. I can adapt to any weather situation.
You have the cold blood. I have hot blood.
All right, so I'm a reptile. You're a bear. Jamie, the bro, is the great white because of his ability to eat.
His eating. Did you see that shark?
No.
Did you see it?
The one the woman was taking the pictures of underwater?
Yes.
Yeah.
The biggest great white.
I'm not swimming near that thing.
In the in history.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta see this.
A woman that was like, you know, just swimming with the looking at the fishes.
20-foot long great white shark, the biggest on record spotted off Hawaii coast. I can check Hawaii off my list. Oh my god, a guy swimming? What is he thinking?
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Dude.
That thing's a monster.
I mean, you're an appetizer.
You're like a finger food for that thing.
Yeah.
And that's not even, they don't even need to bite you. They just swallow you. Oh my god, it's huge. That's a megalodon.
Did you see the Meg?
I did. It sucked.
Yeah, my little boy loves the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I took my son and his buddy, in this day and age, to have a movie with bad digital graphics, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was kind of weak.
All right, let's get back to the phones.
The Meg.
Let's go to David in Baltimore on the Fanatic. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
First, I don't usually pay attention to the Nationals so much, but you guys were talking about Romo a couple weeks back already, and I got to tell you, he's awesome to listen to, man. Yeah. He is amazing. And listening to it, I'm like, could ESPN please watch that and get rid of Jason Witten? That's way better than listening to anything ESPN has to offer on Monday night.
Right.
I mean, he's just, he was fantastic.
He's like a generational announcer, though, David. He's so good. Guys like him just don't come along. Yeah.
I was listening to him more than I was watching the game. And it's usually the other way around. I'm not usually paying attention. I'm watching the game, but that's how good he is. But I want to talk a little about the games yesterday. A couple points. First, with the refereeing, I think the NFL, the only way to fix this, and I saw this morning somebody brought this up, I mean, you should just be able to review every play. And if it means giving 3 challenges to each team per half, I'm okay with it. I get they don't want to drag the game out, but, or maybe just make a playoff rule.
See, you
should be able to challenge that.
You can't challenge penalties, though.
But they should make a rule that you could challenge pass interferences. Because those penalties are killer.
Listen,
they're automatic first down.
I know they're a killer. I know. I get it. And, you know, they missed a call yesterday. It was a bad miss. But, Davey, you know that.
Yeah.
I mean, it happens, right?
I mean, I agree. But I want to fix it, and I think that you should be able to challenge. Why shouldn't you be able to challenge it, though?
It just takes forever. You're
the game's already 3.5 hours now.
It's such a subjective penalty, too. Like, sometimes you're allowed to hand check, and sometimes you're not allowed to hand check, and, you know.
All right, so let me forget giving 3 challenges. What if you could just use one of your challenges to challenge that play? It'd be the same thing as challenging a different
I hear you, brother. I hear you. It's just, I find that play so subjective, Dave, that I don't think you can challenge a penalty.
Even when they look at it in New York, it's going to be subjective. But you're going to see it from different angles.
You're going to slow it down and you'll see more of the contact.
Yeah, things look different when you slow them down sometimes. And the game is so fast now, it is hard to see these things in real time at field level, everything going on.
And it's so ambiguous that, you know, sometimes, again, you know, sometimes the officials are like, wow, they're fighting, right? They're fighting for the ball, so they're hand fighting. It's okay. The other time it's not okay.
Yeah. And every ref's different.
Right. And you know, you could probably find every pass interference panel, and you can probably see 9 out of 10 guys. You always have one dissenter that would see it differently.
Well, the other thing, too, is the one that I hate when they call is they don't call pass interference when it clearly is, and they say that the ball was uncatchable. Well,
yeah.
I've seen NFL wide receivers climb a ladder to get passes before, and there's some you look at and go, now, if he wasn't interfered with, he could have been there to catch that ball.
Yeah, you're right.
That's one of the ones that drives me crazy.
That's what I'm saying, but it's so ambiguous.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Midday show. Back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic, but it's Jason Martinez wishing you a happy new year along with Window Nation. And there's something to be very happy about this new year. It's Window Nation's 000 sale, which means zero down payment, Zero payments and 0% interest for one full year until 2020. And that's not all. Window Nation's triple zero sale is a triple deal where you'll get $200 off every window, any size, any style, with a whole house order. Window Nation will pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. Now, you're going to save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars now, and who knows how much more money with energy savings plus higher home value for many new years to come. So start this year with Window Nation's for an inviting, warm, cozy, and comfortable home. Well, you could use that today. But the triple zero sale, it ends soon. So visit windownation.com today for zero down payment, zero payments, and 0% interest for 12 months. And on top of that, you'll get $200 off each window with no minimum purchase required. Plus, Window Nation, like I said, they'll pay your heating bill until the new windows are installed. So you can save today, save tomorrow, save for New Year's to come, all by calling 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Again, 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
One o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
What's 30? Just talking to Mikey Mitch. He's got some interesting, as always, some interesting takes on the greatness that we witnessed yesterday.
That we have been witnessing in multiple sports.
Yeah, I don't want to give it
away.
Makes
a great point, yeah. I let him do it, but and he and I don't agree on a whole heck of a lot, but I agree with him on a lot of what he said. We have been privy to some phenomenal athletes over a good chunk of time. And yesterday was another chapter for Tom Brady, selected a 199th overall way back when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yeah, right? he's the best.
Does he, if he wins it this year, does he retire? And if I go, why?
He doesn't retire.
Why would he?
He loves it. The thing about Brady is he loves it. The best is during that interview. See the interview after the game?
Post game.
So, first of all, he truly is unhateable. Like, he's not hateable.
From, like, a person as a person? You hate him because it's the
about
success.
His father.
Yeah.
Hey, my sister, my wife. Like, the dude's an ace.
Well, not all the time he is.
Okay.
But when it's convenient for him sometimes,
you're right.
He is.
Okay. I'll go there with you. But my only point is, like, he loves his family, you know.
A lot of admirable qualities, no question.
I mean, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT, and, you know, I got into it with Andrew, though. You know this?
No.
I got into it with Andrew over Brady.
In what regard?
About showing affection.
Oh, that's right. Last week. Yeah, I remember that now.
That's right.
With his kids, yeah.
Well, I brought up a conversation that you had in the past.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Remember when that first came out?
I didn't care for that.
There were a lot of people that were bothered by it.
Yeah, you know, people can go to hell.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't say I was bothered by it.
To each his own.
Sounded like
not my own.
No, it didn't bother me.
The report came out after the game yesterday from Jeff Darlington. It says Tom Brady just quietly approached a security guard walking outside the Chiefs locker room. This is postgame. And asked if he could see Patrick Mahomes. Brady was escorted into a room where he spoke briefly with him. A very clear display of respect from one incredible quarterback to another. Now, the reason why I said when it suits him is because he walked off the field last year after Nick Foles beat him in the Super Bowl. And did not congratulate him.
Right.
To me, you know the saying, I say it all the time. You win with class and you lose with dignity. And he did not lose with dignity when he walked off the field. You can just go over and give Nick a little pat on the butt and say, you got me. You know?
Not
Doesn't
really.
Bother you?
I don't know if I would dub.
Well, maybe not, but... I mean, if we're going to bestow this guy as Captain Morality, then
he's
got to fit
the bill. I'm not saying he's Captain Morality. I just say he's a good dude. And he's a competitive dude.
Yeah, but would lose with dignity.
All right.
Did he walk across the field and give Eli a fist bump when he lost? I don't recall, so I'm asking.
I don't know.
But And, you know, you got to lose with dignity. How you lose tells me more about a man than how you win.
You're right. I'm not arguing with you. I'm done that.
But he is a good fan. I do agree.
That's an imperfection. Okay. Because if you're uber competitive, you know, it's not like you're
can be
mad.
A flaw.
It's not like you're mad or you're not trying to, you know, not congratulate Nick Foles. But I got if I lost, I would be so engrossed in the defeat that I would forget to go across the field.
I think he was embarrassed because Foles beat him. He's like, seriously? I come into this, I'm looking for number six. I'm looking to start the next hand.
I'll say this about Foles, man. Foles became a good quarterback. And he used some of Brady's movements.
The slide steps and the shoulder.
He did. Same, you know, they're around the same height. It's tough for taller quarterbacks. And so, you know, he's those subtle movements in the pocket. He's employed some of that stuff.
No doubt. Let's go to Jack out in Coatesville, checking in with us on the Fanatic. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, let me get you off the speaker, buddy.
Sure.
I'm getting tired, guy. I can talk to you. I've been on the phone for a long time. Anyway, three small points I want to make. One major one. The referees are ruining the game. If they can replay some silly 5-yard catch in the middle of the 30-yard line, they have to replay that New Orleans. You know what I mean?
The only problem is a penalty. That's where I think it's... I don't think you can review penalties.
I mean, that guy, that one man chose who's going to the Super Bowl.
Nah, but, you know, that game was decided. Come on, first of all, don't get field goals. Don't settle for field goals in the first quarter.
Okay. We'll go way back.
You know what I'm saying? No, but Jack, like, they had to pull it overtime.
That place was huge. That was just huge. But anyway, let's move on.
But you're right, but I'm just saying, they had a chance afterwards.
I got two more things real quick. The Wentz thing. I think that there's the fake dossier being dropped on the so-called journalist desk. And none of this. There's really no corroborating evidence to this. This is the Fentzites, or what is that, Foles, the Folites.
Folesians.
The Foles, trying to get, because they know contracts are coming up, who we're going to keep, who we're not, although we're keeping Carson. And then, one more thing, after watching Darren Sproles, I'd like to take him back one more year. He looks strong.
I mean, if he, your problem is, you know, he gets hurt, right? That's the only problem. Can you count on him? I love him, too. I'm with you. Like he means so much to them in this past year. But can he stay healthy? That's the only problem. You're taking up a roster spot.
I'll tell you what. For his size, if I need 1 yard, I might send him.
No, I mean you're right. Listen, I love Sproles. I'm with you. My only problem is, that it's a shame because can he stay healthy? And I'm going to use a roster spot for him.
So you're going to need him to stay healthy because you got. Because look what happened this year when you lost Clement, you lost Jay Ajayi, and out Sproles for so much of the season. You're really in a bad spot because look, they got away with Josh Adams a few weeks. They got away with Wendell Smallwood a little bit, but that's clearly a big area of upgrade.
Yeah.
And you want one of those versatile guys that Carson can use out of the backfield to A, catch the ball and B, pick up a blitz. Paramount.
Yeah, and a class runner.
Yeah, that you can give it to 18 to 22 times, right?
Yeah, you got to draft one. I know Ingram's available, but free agency. But I want to draft a running back and draft a wide receiver.
If you can go veteran for one of those, because it's a known commodity, which one would you prefer to go?
The problem
the wide
is
receiver or the running
there's
back.
Not,
that's a lot of money.
No, it all depends on who's out there, and there's not guys. There's not a ton of guys out there.
Yeah.
Now, unless you want to go to the Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown tree.
Well, that's a lot of money in that tree.
Yeah.
That's expensive shopping.
Exactly.
You're not going to the dollar store. You're going to Bloomies.
Yeah.
and that's a lot of cash space for a team that's got some issues.
I mean, do you go, I don't know, you get involved with Kareem Hunt?
Maybe.
Do you, I mean, the Bell thing, I mean, he's such a weapon, but he's another one. Can you count on him? And Antonio Brown's a nut.
I'll have to dig this up and see if I can find it before we get end the show, but Jordan Mailata said big things coming for him next season.
See, I'm looking forward to that kid. I think that could be huge if he's your left tackle. That's a big deal.
He found him in the seventh round.
He looks like a great athlete.
Oh, I watch those rugby videos. It's ridiculous.
I know.
Guys go flying off of him like he's a trampoline body.
Tell me about it.
610-632-0975. Mikey Miss at the top of the hour. Midday show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, great news if you live downtown or if you're headed to one of the games, right? Six game, flyer game, whatever it is, and say you want to bet the game before it starts. Well, or you just want to go hang out and watch all the games on all kinds of TVs. Enter Parks Racing and Casino now as sports betting at the Turf Club in South Philadelphia, right by the stadium, 700 Packer Avenue. Parks Racing and Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino, has the beautiful sports book at the casino in Bensalem, where we've been the last couple of weeks. And now they're open for sports betting at South Philly Turf Club. That's right. Oh, the game, like you're going to the game and you want to do the player props and you think that maybe Jimmy could score more than 26 points against the Rockets, you take a pit stop and throw a buck or two on there. Whatever it is, a lot of fun. There's two great locations now thanks to the great people at Parks. And you also got to check out the BetSlip Builder app they created. Really a lot of fun. South Philly Turf Club Sports Betting and Parks Casino. And sportsbook at Parks Casino.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right. Midday show. We got a little Sixer basketball tonight.
Charging up for that one?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
8 o'clock tip tonight, right?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're the primetime squad.
Dude, the primetime games that they have coming up, you know this?
Oh, yeah, the schedule, great teams, two great teams, you're going to get primetime action. That's how you get the love. It's great to see.
Like, look at this. My buddy Dale, in fact, he sent me this. Next six home games. Houston TNT tonight. Spurs ESPN. Raptors TNT. Nuggets ESPN. Lakers ABC. Celtics TNT.
Jeez.
Then Portland no TV. Then Golden State ABC. That's wild.
Nuts. There'll be... It's amazing. Like,
murderous, though.
Oh, it is... Like, tonight's a big game. This is a big game tonight. You won the first one of this stretch of the Dirty Dozen. You lost the second one at home, which is, you hate to lose any of them at home, but you're facing, obviously, good teams. And the thing about that game is you're missing Chris Paul. You know, and you don't get the win.
Yeah, I know Harden, it's a fun game. Harden's been out of his mind.
And Embiid was questionable. He goes the other day. But again, like the three of the last 4 minutes against that Indiana game, when they're up 20, why is he in that game? Can you explain that to me?
No,
three of the last 4 minutes are up by like 18, and he's in the game, man.
You know, he shouldn't wait. I agree.
Right now, they're a game and a half back of the Pacers for the three seed, and they're a game and a half above the Celtics for the four seed.
Listen to this stat: Embiid now has 20 games with at least 30 points. Which ranks him second in the NBA behind Harden. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's weird because the Bucks are actually a half game back, but they're listed at number one because they've played so many less games than Toronto. Toronto's the two seed.
That's amazing.
Let's give away a pair of Temple Hoops tickets, speaking of basketball.
They lost the pen.
I know.
Saturday.
Well.
Well, what?
It's not good to lose to Penn.
No, I said they have been
Penn beat Novin Temple.
But they have been playing well.
Let's give away a pair of tickets to see Temple take on Memphis on Thursday, January 24th at 7 p.m. at the Lea Coors Center. That's this Thursday night, presented by NovaCare. For tickets, visit alstix.com. Fifth caller on the contest line at 215-263-0975. We'll score the tickets. Again, Temple taking on Memphis Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Lea Coors Center. Visit alstix.com, and it's presented by NovaCare. All right, so Mikey Miss is coming up next. We tackled a lot of issues today, and now we're in the entering our first weekend, Anthony, without NFL football.
Yeah, don't remind me.
Well, I got to remind you because
it sucks.
That's the best way to put it, I think.
Oh, it sucks.
It's a hole. It's like I finished Sons of Anarchy the other day.
Yeah,
seven seasons.
You know.
In about 2 months, I finished it. And when it ended, I felt like a hole in my heart. Like you come to like, you get used to watching it every day. It's like the football season. You mourn it for a little while because it's not there for you.
I always mourn the football season.
Yeah, cause, and you start counting down right away to the next one.
The problem is you can't count down now.
I am. I got the countdown timer on training camp already.
Yeah.
Can I show you that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, this isn't going to help.
I can't think about that far away.
Well, Eagles training camp starts on the 25th of July, by my estimation. 184 days, 20 hours, 8 hours, and 35 seconds. Sorry. We got a while. Strap in. We need to get Bryce Harper's what needs to be done.
Yeah, we'll find out. They'll be breaking camp. It'll be the end of March.
Did you see Evan Longoria was tweeting or Instagramming about that, about these guys still not being signed? Like, it's like, let's go here. Like, what's going on? Got to get it done. It's taking forever. But baseball can't do anything because it's a free market. So you got to just accept it. And yeah, Harper.
But that's the problem with the sport, where the NBA has an enclosed free agent period.
NFL, it's
perfect.
Yeah, it's like, boom.
It hits LeBron, like, if LeBron takes, if he signs in a week, then Bryce Harper's the sign. All right?
Great point. And Bryce Harper tweeted out yesterday
about Tony Romo.
Tony Romo predicting where he's going to be playing. He goes, confirmed. Just called Tony Romo to see where I'm going to be playing next year. # you're a wizard, Tony. All right, Mikey Miss is up next.
It's a great hashtag. You're a wizard, Tony.
Well, it's a witty tweet, too. Mikey Miss up next at 2, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center.
You're a wizard, Tony.
Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. Is Legs joining us tomorrow on the program, Andrew? Tim Legler?
Yeah, we might have him on tomorrow. We're working out of time.
We're efforting to get Legs on the show, and we'll be talking about a little Sixers-Rockets. How about that? Win tonight, Ant? Give me the prediction.
Yes, actually, yes.
Sixers win.
I feel it tonight. I think they win the game tonight.
Mikey Miss next on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.